And we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. In our next segment, we get a chance to catch up with the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter, and we have joining us two people on the phone, Shelter Director Deb Watkins. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Brandon Sokol, Animal Control Officer. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to have you guys both on. Of course, as I see here, yesterday was actually celebrating Hug Your Hound Day. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, I think the second Sunday in September is Hug Your Hound Day. Of course, we know that they have special days for everyone. We sure want to celebrate that. We have a darling little hound dog here and 13 other dogs.
Very good. And you had the Clear the Shelter event, actually a couple of those recently, and the most recent one sounds like it was a big success.
Yeah, we were really pleased. We actually adopted all our available dogs and almost all of our available cats, and so we did 129 adoptions in the month of August.
And so far, that's great, and the numbers have been really, really good this year at the animal shelter. You've rehomed, I see, 645 pets so far and returned 156 animals to their owner. That's some positive news.
Yeah, we're very pleased. You know, the Manhattan community and surrounding counties have just been really supportive, and we really appreciate all the adoptions.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk about some things you have coming up here. The animal shelter I see is having a garage sale later this month. What will be going on there?
Yeah, you know, we really appreciate all the gracious donations that the community gives to us. But so often, if someone will bring in a guinea pig to surrender or for us to rehome, they'll bring the cage and everything, and we really appreciate that. But we kind of want to give back to the community, and so those things that we have an abundance of, we'd sure like for people to come and give a free will donation, and that will help support our animals again. And so it's kind of twofold, you know. We're going to share back the extra stuff we have and help support the animals while we're doing it.
All right, and that is happening on Friday, September 25th from 3 until 6, and then again Saturday morning from 9 until noon in the East parking lot. And that'll be a wonderful event, obviously, to help out a good cause. And then you have October coming up, and October is Adopt a Shelter Dog Month.
Yeah, you know, October is right around the corner, and again, we just really want to take advantage of all those great things happening in the animal welfare world. And so in October, we'll have a special adoption event and celebrate our dogs.
Absolutely. Well, I see here you've had a retirement, and that'll transition us here to Brandon. But tell me a little bit about George Sears, who is, I guess, another animal control officer who's retiring.
Yeah, George has been with us for 13 years, and he is retiring in September. And we just really want to thank him for his service to the community and the Animal Welfare Society. He's done a great job for Manhattan and Riley County.
Absolutely. And Brandon, you've had a chance to work with George, I imagine. Anything you want to say to George?
Just thank you. I mean, I've learned a lot from George. I'm going to miss working with the guy, but I'm also just really happy for him. You know, he deserves his retirement, so I hope he enjoys that.
All right. Well, the weather has been changing. We saw that, obviously, this week. It felt a lot more like the fall this year. Let's talk a little bit about leash requirements.
Yeah, so anytime you're walking your dog in town, you know, make sure you have them attached to you with a leash. You know, we got a lot of people, a lot of students out walking their dogs, which is great. We appreciate people exercising, enjoying, you know, the outside with their animals. We just want to make sure everybody just keeps them on leash. It's just a safety requirement. And also, we don't want to set a precedent that it's okay just to let your dogs, you know, run through the park, that kind of thing. Some dogs can handle it, but, you know, some dogs can't.
Absolutely. Well, and it's also good to know, you know, obviously in the summertime, you don't want to leave dogs out too long because of the heat. And, you know, the weather is shifting now, and you don't want them to spend too much time out in the cold either.
Right, absolutely. And, I mean, anytime you do leave a dog outside, you need to make sure that we have a structurally sound and weatherproof house or shelter large enough to accommodate the animal. You know, we suggest something that's six-sided and is elevated off the ground. using some like dry bedding or straw to stuff it to insulate it can be great. Making sure the door is not facing into the wind, using some type of flap or tarp or some cover on that hole can also be really beneficial for the animal. And just part of like the care requirements here in town. So, you know, anytime an animal is left without that, a person subject to a fine, and also, you know, it's just not good for the animal.
Sure. And I imagine, you know, I have a dog that sheds, but others who has, you know, if they have a dog that maybe gets kind of a heavy coat, maybe this is a good time, I don't know, to go ahead and get them groomed here for the winter and let them build up that coat.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Absolutely. I mean, of course, there are some dog breeds that are going to enjoy this weather, but, you know, we still want to make sure that they have the availability to get out of the elements if they need to. We also have quite a few dog houses here. Some of them will be in our garage sales. So if you're looking for a dog house, definitely think of us as a resource for that.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. I'll mark that down. As far as other wildlife are concerned, you know, I come down Marlette every day on my way into work, and I see deer at least once a week coming across there. But what should we should know about our wildlife friends and what we need to do?
Well, I mean, we live in an area where it's kind of an ecological hotspot. You know, we got a lot of wildlife, and they're going to find the niches in town that they can exploit. You know, we got to just look for the things that are attracting them: shelters, food sources, water sources. You know, especially as the weather starts coming in, the bad weather, you're going to be looking for animals, finding shelters. So, you know, we'd like to just kind of pinpoint people towards the humanesociety.org website and look at their wildlife pages. They got a lot of good resources on how to be proactive and how to actually deter wildlife. Look for things in your yard that could be attracting them. That way you can, you know, kind of make some adjustments or, you know, prepare for them before they become a nuisance. So being proactive also helps people enjoy your wildlife, because then, you know, you're getting to see them kind of infrequently rather than, you know, a raccoon that's coming into your yard and throwing your trash everywhere.
Yeah, don't want that. And, you know, we haven't seen them in a while here, but alligators were a big thing in the summertime. Have you heard anything more on the gator front?
No, I'm hoping that the gator saga or problem has been completely resolved. But we'll see.
It's hard to believe that story, you know, got so much attention here, given everything else that's going on in the news here with COVID-19 and everything. Obviously, some good news here for the shelter. I think that garage sale sounds like a great event, September 25th and 26th. So make sure to mark your calendars for that. Anything else we should know here today?
Come down and see our animals. We'll be open at 1 o'clock, 1 to 5:30, Monday through Saturday, and we have some adorable kittens and cats and some really neat dogs right now. We've got some puppies.
Yep, puppies, small dogs, large dogs. We got dogs today.
Yeah.
I like
Come
that.
See us.
I think that sounds like a good weekend plan here. I've got nothing to do this weekend. I think that might be something we do. I'm not in the market for an animal, but I'd sure like to come out and see some of those kittens and puppies for sure.
Yeah, that's where it starts. Yeah, come on in.
All right. Well, Deb Watkins, thank you so much. Brandon Sokol, Animal Control Officer with the Animal Shelter. Thank you guys for being here today.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. And if you missed any of our interviews today, they will be up shortly at newsradiokman.com. Thanks to the folks from the Animal Shelter. Thanks to C. Clyde Jones. He's got his 5K and Midge's Mile coming up Saturday, September 26th. Sign-up information shared on our Facebook page if you want to check that out. And Bob Koppel, our guest from Ascension Via Christi Hospital, had some great insight into COVID-19 information and some of the hospital protocols in place. Coming up on Monday, our show will feature KSU Vet Med. We've got Dr. Neela Boyer going to join us, and Parks and Rec. Normally, they join us on the first Monday. Of course, it was Labor Day, so we've moved that to the 14th, and we'll get some updates from Parks and Rec officials.
All right. Good work this morning, Brandon. Thank you. Blueville's Horticulture Hints will be coming up on the other side of CBS News, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show. Dan Patrick, and then the game. Tonight we have Manhattan High football. Mitch and Brandon have the coverage of Manhattan High at Junction City. That should be fun. Tomorrow, PowerCAG Game Day goes on the air at 7 a.m. Scoreboard Saturday at 6, by the way, before that. So it's going to be a sports morning as the K-State Network picks things up at 9, kickoff at 11 at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Have a great weekend.